big important win probably over Lee, not the spectacle probably everyone wanted to come and see, but you picked up a couple of tries, you must be happy with that.
Yeah, so it's lovely to get over the white line, so you know, a try on any occasion is great, let alone get two. So it's good, and it was obviously important to get the win because it was a busy weekend and the top four's getting tighter and tighter come the end of the season, so we need to pick up as many points as we can.
And looking at it now, you move on to Wakefield. There's a feeling around this is probably the biggest Wakefield Leeds game for a long, long time. Does it feel as though it's a big game this week?
It'll be a big game this week because Wakefield are playing really well. I think, you know, we were a bit scratchy on the weekend in a sense of how we wanted to play and executed how we wanted to play. I think Wakefield have been playing some great footy and obviously playing really well at home, so it's going to be a tough game to go over there and try to pick up the 2 points. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a tough environment, isn't it, at Wakefield? The crowd are on you, then I'm picking to let you know what they think about you when you get down there.
Yeah, they do. They give you an earful because they're so close to the ground. It's it's a different environment, you know. It's like nothing I've ever played at before. It's similar like Cass in a sense where the fans are quite close. It's a nice tight little field, so it's interesting to get there and get in the sheds and run out there and play at Wakefield. So it's all a good experience, and I've always enjoyed it.
I'm going to say, is it part of the overall Super League thing? Because I'm guessing it is different to anything you play at in the NRL.
Well, there's, you know, it's not too like there's some grounds you go and play at in NRL that, you know, obviously aren't as up to scratch as some others, but yeah, like you say, it's an experience, you know. There's a lot of history behind the ground, and I spent years watching Wakey play on Foxtel back home in the Super League games, fixtures and that, and I always used to wonder what those unit looking things were out the back of the field, and see the boys kicking the ball into them and that, and I always found it really interesting to watch, you know, so when I get to play there now, it's great.
And looking at it, as I said earlier, there's not too many times where at this stage of the season Wakefield have been right up there with Leeds, but they are, and this is a big 2 points, isn't it, before the Super 8s?
Yeah, well, the top four's getting tighter and tighter each week. There's not too much of a spread between fifth and first, so yeah, it's every point leading into the Super 8s. I think we've got six games left, so every 12 points total you can pick up, so every point coming into it's going to be vital.
And looking at it then, it seems Leeds are going under the radar at the minute. Everyone's talking about Castleford, about Salford, Wakefield, obviously 7 wins on the spin. Leeds, no one's mentioning them, but you're right there again.
Yeah, we are flying under the radar, and I think we're still you know, working on it ourselves. I don't think it helps when we lose games that we would have expected to win, you know, and then bounce back and win really well after a disappointing loss. Sort of makes you fly under the radar a bit because people are a bit ahri about you. But yeah, I think we're just going to keep concentrating on ourselves, and if we can stay under the radar, that'd be great because no one will see us coming.
David Fifita, what have you made of him? He's taking the Super League by storm, pretty much like you did when you came here.
Yeah, he's, I haven't got to watch a hell of a lot of footage of him play, but the things I've seen him do and read about him, how he's playing, he seems to be really enjoying his time over here, and I think that's great, you know, because he's got quite a flamboyant style of rugby. He sort of just plays what he sees in front of him. He's got that offload game in him, and he loves to run and pass, so, you know, I think the likes of himself coming over here with that sort of style of rugby and playing in the Super League is great for the game.
And looking at it, they were pretty disappointing here, Wakefield, early in the season. They'll have a point to prove, won't they, Saturday night?
I think that's why it's going to be a tough game, because I think they'll be wanting to get one back up on us after coming here and, you know, obviously get defeated in a disappointing manner. But they're at home now, so we're going to have to be the ones on our guards.